And time for the business news with Brian Finn.
Áine, thank you. As we've been hearing, the European Central Bank is widely expected to start trimming interest rates today. They raised the deposit rate to 4% over 10 meetings in the last 2 years. Let's have a word with John Finn, Managing Director of Treasury Solutions. A quarter point cut is the conventional wisdom, John, but could they surprise on the way back down today as they did on the way up?
I don't think so, Brian. I think we'll get a cut of a quarter percent today. I don't think it'll be any bigger than that. And I guess in many respects, the key part of that for them is the signalling that the rate hiking process is over and that they're starting to think about reductions.
And indeed, we had that higher than expected inflation print for the Eurozone last week, which will herald some caution. There was speculation of cuts right up until the end of the year. But is that less likely now?
I think they're going to be cautious. So they have a meeting in July. I don't think they're going to do anything in July. I think they'll wait and see what the inflation data is like over the summer. And then after that, Brian, you've only got meetings in September, October and December. So three further meetings. And on balance, I would say two further cuts so that the deposit rate might be back to 3.25% by the end of the year.
So if it cuts today, as expected, the ECB will be the first of the major central banks to move. So will the US and the UK likely follow suit now?
Yeah, they all will in due course, although the pace of rate cuts has obviously diminished as the year has gone on, less and less cuts likely. UK, I don't think they'll do anything this month because there's an election and the Bank of England tends not to do anything before an election. They do have a meeting in August and I think they'll probably do it then. In the States, I mean, the States is amazing. I think when we spoke before Christmas, they were talking about 7 or 8 rate cuts in 2024. The markets are now talking about 2 at the most. So I suspect it could be September and no more than 2 rate cuts in the States this year.
And this, of course, all has an impact on currency markets. We see the pound is particularly strong at the moment. So what kind of impact are we expecting on the euro in particular?
Yeah, I'm not expecting huge impact per se because the markets have, you know, flagged a slower number of rate cuts in 24. You know, the pound is very narrow range, 84.5 to 86.5, and I think it'll stay in that range over the summer. The dollar, I think, is the one to watch, and probably not from the interest rate cuts side, but two risks. One is political risk with an election. I think the political risks are huge in the States. It's not factored into the dollar at all yet, I believe. And secondly, their government borrowing, their debt to GDP is massive. And I think at some point, the markets are beginning to, will start to focus and stack. In fact, they have started focusing on it. There was a bond auction there recently and, you know, the demand wasn't as great. So I'd watch the dollar because I think the dollar has potential to go back to 115. Just over the second half of the year.
Just very briefly on the nuts and bolts of all this, trackers, of course, will get the full benefit of any cut. What about fixed and variables? The banks were slow to move on the way up, so will they be equally slow on the way back down?
I think the question might be they'll look at their mortgage rates and deposit rates in tandem because it's the gap between the two is their profit margin. If you see them beginning to reduce the variable rates, it may have an impact also on the deposit rates and they begin to ease off on those. So fixed rates, will generally they come down at the start of an interest rate curve. And I think we've seen a small bit of movement on fixed rates already from one of the banks in May. So I think the central bank will watch it, Brian, but they will start coming down. The question is at what pace?
John Finn, Managing Director of Treasury Solutions. Thank you.